You can put all the sanctions you want on Rwanda. Rwanda can do nothing. What you can do is to ensure that that cause does not exist anymore, which means you can encourage the government of the DRC to negotiate with M23. But in fact, they don't even have to negotiate because the demands of M23 are clear. Stop collaborating with FDLR. Stop the hate speech in the DRC against Tutsi and repatriate just under 1 million Congolese Tutsi who are in refugee camps in Uganda and in Rwanda to their home state in Congo, previously occupied by FDLR and now occupied by M23. Those are the demands. They are legitimate, they are clear, they are simple. Now, the government of Rwanda can decide today to say, we officially denounce M23. It's not going to affect support to M23 by Rwandan people. M23 has direct relatives in Rwanda, has refugee camps in Rwanda, in Europe, in France, and everywhere. M23 is very supported. The rhetoric of Americans and Brits and so on is not going to affect their success on the ground. And now, M23, it seems, is also receiving direct support from Congolese. So how can you sanction Rwanda and expect the problem of the M23 to go away?
So in your view, the pressure from the US, the now UK, may have no impact on the Rwanda government as far as alleged support
for M23? It will have an impact on the Rwandan. Sanctions never affect the leaders of a country. I was speaking to Afande, James Kabarebe. I called him and said, Afande, what will happen of your Tesla shares and Google shares? He laughed because he has none. He doesn't have any assets in the US. Freezing Kabarebe's assets in the U.S., which assets? Kabarebe is a retired general, now turned politician, who manages regional affairs. He has nothing to do with M23.
In your view, these sanctions will not have an impact on the conduct of the Rwandese government?
It will have an impact on the Rwandan people. I'm sure this sanction is money for maybe HIV/AIDS programs or some NGO programs and things like that. Money will have its impact on that, of course. There's no doubt about it. But what's the alternative? No Rwandan citizen will go on the streets to protest against the Rwandan government for having brought to them sanctions. We really appreciate this aid money, but we never really give it more importance than it actually does have. We are Rwandan citizens. We are inherently ready to live on our own within our means.
Do you see Tshisekedi government collapsing as a result of this?
Kinshasa? I don't. For self-preservation, I believe that Kinshasa is ultimately going to negotiate. It's because after cutting the aid, that's it. We're done. They don't have any more points to come up with at the table. The European aid is the last bit. But remember, the moment you cut that aid, that's it. There's no more point. So M23 will achieve its goals irrespective of anybody's. Rwanda, which was the mediator between the international community and M23, will stop doing that role.